Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 30th of April, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we help kickstart a new Christmas movie that helps celebrate neurodiversity, and Theater Replacement is gearing up for safe summer camp fun with Pantotown 2021. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. We had a super moon this week, which, if you don't know, is when a full moon or a new moon occurs during the time when the Earth is closest to the moon, which is called the perigee. And so that happened this week. Tuesday night, we had a super moon. And we're going to have another one in May, May 26th. It's just this weird astronomical situation where right now the Earth and the moon are as close together as they can get. And speaking of the moon, it's also a sad moment when we have to mark the passing of Michael Collins, who was part of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon in 1969. He was the one that didn't walk on the moon. He stayed in the spacecraft and made sure that the other two got home. But he was still a great pilot and a great astronaut and a great hero in his own right, and he lasted till the age of 90, and he passed away this week. So I guess it's only appropriate that he goes on his way out as at a time when the moon is as close to the Earth as it can get. So to acknowledge the passing of Mr. Collins, and also to celebrate the fact that we had a super moon this week, we're going to hear a song from Super Moon. Friend of the show, local actor, producer, and director Alyssa Costello is working on a new project that she asked me to tell you about. It's an independent feature called How to Ruin the Holidays, and it's being made in Atlanta, but includes some Canadian talent, including Vancouver's own Colin Mochrie, and also writer Kevin Gillese, and the director, whose name I don't have in front of me right at the moment, but he'll introduce himself later on. They're originally from Canada as well. They're all based in Atlanta now. And Alyssa got involved because one of the main characters in the movie is someone with special needs, played by an actor with special needs. And Alyssa is passionate about this issue. She thinks that neurodiversity isn't often represented accurately, if at all, in the media, and that this movie can help change all that. And so she wanted me to let you know about it because they're raising money on Kickstarter to get this thing produced. It's a real homegrown kind of, we'll put on our own show kind of project. And they're raising money on Kickstarter right now. And to help you get excited about it, they produced this video featuring actor Luke Davis and Amber Nash.
Check it out, everybody. I'm going to be in a movie.
But first, we got to raise some money on Kickstarter.
Movies ain't cheap, fools.
And I'm going to be in the movie with you, Luke. And guess who else? I'll give you a hint. He is a comedy icon.
Is it improv god Colin Mochrie?
I don't know how I got roped into this.
How to Ruin the Holidays is a feature-length Christmas movie with a lot of heart.
It tells the story of a struggling comedian who reluctantly goes home for the holidays and has to deal with her incredibly difficult family.
It also has a lot of dirty, inappropriate jokes. Shut up! I'm trying to make a video here. Sorry. I'm babysitting.
Hey, we should introduce the dummies that are making this thing.
Hi, I'm Arlen, the director of the film.
And I'm Kevin, the writer. And unlike some people, we love Christmas and Christmas movies.
I hate Christmas!
And we want to make our own Christmas classic, so this project is our love letter to the genre.
But because it's us, there's going to be a good dose of adult humor mixed in.
Son of a nutcracker!
I based the script on my experiences growing up with my brother Mark, who has special needs.
Story of my life.
Folks with special needs are rarely portrayed on film.
Yeah, no shit.
And when they are, it's usually one-dimensional, overly sentimental, and treating adults with special needs like kids.
Yeah, no shit.
So we're making a movie that reverses all that. It's about a struggling comedian in L.A.
That's me!
Who reluctantly comes back to Atlanta for the holidays and has to deal with her dad who's kind of gone off the deep end.
That's me!
And ultimately she has to make a life-changing decision about her brother.
That's me!
But we can't make this movie without your help.
Buried it in George, buried it, and she told some people you were in trouble with it. They scattered all over town collecting money.
So we're turning to you, the internet.
On this project, we're partnering with Atlanta's favorite comedy theater, Dad's Garage, which is a nonprofit. So that means all of your donations are tax deductible.
And there's a lot of hot, sizzling perks to choose from.
And a fantastic team that I'm so excited to work with. Except for Kevin. He's an asshole.
So please, click the link below.
And donate to make this thoughtful, hilarious, and unique film a reality.
If you can't donate, give our page a share, because spreading the word helps us out so much.
We thank you for your consideration and can't tell you how much your support means to us.
Because representation matters. And I also just really want to be in a movie.
So go to Kickstarter.com and look up How to Ruin the Holidays. They're almost at their goal. Just a few more bucks to go, and with your help, they can make it.
The string that passed down from the Lion King. Wasps with two wolves.
You're warrior turned king, descendant of the outcasted who turned sing before the talk of gun clips and bling bling. The vibrations of the world would change with one string, one mic, one way, one life, one God, one sight, one struggle, one fight. Yo, despite all the stressing and the strife, yo, I still spit the knowledge right. Ever since his first buck, the whole world was struck. Now you're banging his tunes in the back of your truck. He's the one that inspired me when I was growing up. The one man with one string, city lodge and Yamanaja.
Listen to the sound of the string the sing brings. Listen to the sound of the string the sing brings. Listen to the sound of the string the sing brings. The string that passed down from the Lion Kings. String the sing brings. Listen to the sound of the string the sing brings. Listen to the sound of the string the sing brings. The string that passed out from the Lion King.
It resonates like the sound of a sword swing from Baba Deep Singh. The Dumbi ring I cut with precision. Punjabianas ho so darandi paskarati. Oba azu chikardo and listen. It's the sound of the dish up in your ear with the double eyes and rangi duck. You lose all your fears and worries. Turn up the radio, what do you hear? Yo, it's Kaldeep Monic. He's on it, plucking that dumbi so supersonic. I'm talking about the ring I'ma sing brings when you listen to Jamkila sing. Yamala Jat Muhammad Sadiq. So unique, make you feel happy. And Punjabi, Punjabi is so neat.
20th anniversary edition of the Doxa Documentary Film Festival is streaming online across Canada from May 6th to 16th, and several Vancouver filmmakers are premiering their works. First up is Someone Like Me by Sean Horler and Steve J. Adams, Vancouver filmmakers who are interested in stories about social and criminal injustice, particularly with regards to the LGBTQ2+ community. Someone Like Me is a special presentation in the Rated Y for Youth program. Spotlighted in Doxa's Justice Forum, The Meaning of Empathy is directed by friend of the show and a former stage daughter of your host, L. Maya Tailfeathers, a Vancouver-based filmmaker and actor, and member of the Kanai First Nation in southern Alberta and the Sami in Norway. I hope I said that right. Whose recent works include the acclaimed feature The Body Remembers When the World Broke Open. And Doxa is also hosting the BC debut of Into Light, a short doc shot in Yellowknife by West Vancouver's Shiona McDonald, a Canadian Screen Award-winning director, writer, and producer. Between May 6th and 16th, you'll be able to watch all these films in the Doxa 2021 film program from your own comfy chair. Films will be available to watch on demand for the duration of the festival. And for all the details, including lists of the films, ticket packages, and how to watch from the comfort of your home, go to doxafestival.ca.
Nothing, wanting nothing, wanting nothing, wanting nothing. treat me like the way I used to? And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. Did you feel this way? Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your head. I tried to speak, say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you show on more. But I am safe as I turn away. Honestly, the truth is that I don't need a thing but you and all of your scars. Suddenly dry when I see you smile at sunrise. You can hear all the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed to be with her.
Rice and Beans Theater presents the world premiere of Yellow Objects, written and directed by award-winning playwright Derek Chan. Part digital experience, part theatrical installation, Yellow Objects invites audiences to question our responsibility to future generations by stepping into a Hong Kong of two eras, 2019 and 2050. Inspired by the ongoing pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong and the Chinese government's oppressive enforcement of the national security law, audiences can step into the world of Yellow Objects through the shoes of protagonists Sandra Wong and Uncle Chan. It all starts online with a series of short digital narrative adventures available April 19th. Then, starting May 4th, at the Fire Hall Arts Center's courtyard at Goran Cordova, viewers can witness the rest of Sandra and Uncle Chan's journey with a trip to the Chinese underworld and beyond, culminating in a final act of political defiance against tyranny. Sounds like fun. You can find out more about Yellow Objects by going to riceandbeanstheater.com.
When you came,
take.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, Communists! Communists! Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Theater Replacements Team TR is getting ready for safe summer camp fun with Pantotown 2021, a theater camp for kids aged 11 to 13. It happens in July, Monday the 5th to Friday, July the 9th at the Culch, and the cost is only $400 for a week of extensive theater training. Now, this year, they're only able to accept a small number of campers due to COVID-19 safety limitations. And so there will be a focus on equity, inclusion, and diversity. But applicants will be reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis, and they will respond to all registration submissions. You can register by a fillable form at theaterreplacement.org, and you have until Monday at midnight to get on board with that. Place des Arts Summer Theater Troupe is presenting The Grimm Fairy Tales, an inclusive reimagining. It's under the direction of Molly Beatrice, and they're putting together a company of up to 10 young actors from ages 15 to 18. And this group will select three of their favorite Grimm's fairy tales and reimagine them through the lens of present day. The pieces will take shape depending on the interests and values of the cast, and this will be a collaborative project with an emphasis on learning, ensemble building, methods of theater creation, and performance skills. They are looking for young actors with a strong commitment to the piece and a willingness to have fun. They value anti-racist, anti-oppressive, and accessible practices, and they encourage applications from BIPOC artists, LGBTQ1A2S+, and or neurodiverse artists. Online auditions are now being accepted until the 1st of May, and you can send a video submission to Michael Farah, Program and Events Coordinator at MFERA, M-F-E-R-A, at Place des Arts, which is spelled PlaceDesArts.ca. And if you want to find out more, you can check out PlaceDesArts.ca. And Delta Youth Theater, pre-professional youth theater program, is for dedicated students who want to learn from professionals and have fun in a focused and safe environment. Students will rehearse and perform a musical that requires strong singer-actor skills, and they'll be encouraged to discover their own unique talents and how those can be translated into a dramatic stage performance. This year's production is Matilda by Roald Dahl, and that's going to be happening in December. The auditions are happening online now until the 1st of June, and you can find out more by going to deltayoutheater.com and look up Auditions 2021. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can just email it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Last night, she
watch the windows grow. I've heard the gossip turn to pity. Darling, please come back. The last I saw you, it was evening. Your face is sullen as a moon. And every breath you took was heavy. Every tale you told was true.
Our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Supermoon, The Judies, Battle Cat featuring DJ HMD, A.D. Smith, Dew, Savannah Reed, Madeline Reed, The Strokes, Cora and the Moon, and Carmana. The theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2 and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, the CM, the CIA, and the CIA, to lead in, for Musqueam, a stale.